TSMC profits surge 77%. Uber bids $14.8 billion for Delivery Hero. Taiwan Semiconductor Manufacturing Company reported a 77% profit surge to a quarterly record, driven almost entirely by AI chip demand. As the foundry that manufactures chips designed by NVIDIA, Apple, AMD, and most other major players, TSMC's results function as a direct barometer of the AI hardware boom. The demand is not plateauing, it is accelerating. Dutch lithography equipment maker ASML separately updated its guidance to reflect demand from Elon Musk's Terafab operation, a signal of how seriously xAI's infrastructure ambitions are being taken by the supply chain. Uber launched a $41.50 per share cash takeover bid for Delivery Hero, valuing the transaction at approximately $14.8 billion. If completed, the deal would create the world's largest food delivery platform outside China, spanning 99 markets across Europe, Latin America, and Asia, where Uber Eats either operates weekly or not at all. European antitrust scrutiny is expected to be intense. The merged entity would hold dominant or near-dominant positions in several European markets, and EU Competition Commission regulators have been notably aggressive about food delivery consolidation. Microsoft shares rose on news that Azure will become the first hyperscale cloud provider to deploy 3M's fiber optic technology, a development that matters for AI infrastructure because of the data transmission speeds required to move massive volumes of data between servers during training and inference. Apple shares hit a record after China approved the company's AI feature rollout in the world's largest smartphone market. Approval the market had been pricing in as uncertain. Apple Maps, meanwhile, launched advertising while explicitly banning categories including home services, bail bonds, cryptocurrency ATMs, and political candidates, a curation choice that positions the product as a premium, lower-clutter alternative to Google Maps. Roughly half of Fortune 500 companies are now reportedly using open-source AI models, with proponents citing cost savings of up to 60 times compared to proprietary per-token API pricing. At that scale of savings for high-volume enterprise use cases, open-source adoption represents competitive pressure on OpenAI, Anthropic, and Google that operates through economics rather than product head-to-head competition. OpenAI's own internal dynamics drew attention after reports emerged that staff members had donated to a super PAC opposing co-founder Greg Brockman, suggesting the departure dynamics at the company are considerably more complicated than public statements have conveyed.